Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Your stance in terms of extension heading into the year, would you talk during the year?
I'd rather not. I feel like it could be a distraction for myself, and I don't exactly want to be here in the clubhouse talking about it with my teammates around me. You know, it's one of those things where I feel like it kind of just takes focus away from, you know, being where our feet are, and that's just, you know, whether we're in, you know, halfway through the year, first month of the year, or, you know, let's say we're fighting for a playoff spot and I'm over here talking about me. I just don't want to take away from what the team's doing.
Is that something you sort of come to, I don't know, get your head around a little bit as it's gone on, or is that, did you know?
I feel like that's one of those things that just like, it just makes sense, and it's like, nobody wants to be. I've also never really enjoyed, like, I mean, sometimes I do. It's like, you know, have a good game. I like to fucking talk about it, but I've never really been someone that likes to just enjoys talking about me, like having questions asked about myself.
So the last thing in that respect, is there a sort of a, when that starts, you know, is that a cutoff? Like, is it when the first pitch is thrown?
Yeah. Well, the conversation that we've had is just opening day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
We were talking about how much you like baseball, and this is a huge, big picture question. But
yeah.
When did you fall in love with baseball? I told you this was going to be a much more upbeat question.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, you know, for anybody to be like good in their profession or good in like a hobby or like someone that's good at art, you know, it's like you kind of got to be like obsessed with it. And for me, it was like in college, I played it because my brother played it. I didn't really think that I had a future in it. I was kind of just playing for fun. I committed and signed to that junior college, and it was like, man, that's so cool. Like, that's going to be so fun. But never was I like, oh, I'm going to go to the big leagues. Mm. And then, like, I randomly had gotten drafted out of high school, and it was like, I know that it doesn't sound like it's random, but it was out of nowhere. And I was like, man, maybe I could. But once again, it's like, oh, the minor leagues, I don't know if I'd ever make it to the big leagues.
Even then, huh?
Yeah. And then in college, like, my velo started to trend up, and And then, like, later on, like, towards the end of sophomore year, junior year, I found a little bit of work ethic. And it was, like, kind of just started to fall more in love with the process of things. And especially starting to. It's like you get so many more reps. It's like you can scout. You can do so many different things. Whereas coming out of the bullpen, it's like I felt like I was just surviving. Like, I didn't really feel like I was able to pitch.
Yeah.
It was like,
it's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
Almost, right? Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Yes.
No, it is.
That's what it felt like.
I mean, because you're going and going and going. And, like, and the reason I ask is because I see you here, like, you're always, and Alex talked about it the other day, just being, you know, as I was talking about, but being out here of really seemingly enjoying, like, this information stuff and talking this stuff. But that took a while. I mean, and it's also, as a starter, you feel like it's even more so now, huh?
Right. Yeah. And too, it's like not, I throw a lot of pitches. It's like I'm able to do some different things. Like, I'm able to get creative. There's a lot of different sequences that I feel like I could pair together. And it's like trying to, you know, also as a reliever too, it's like I was a two-pitch guy. Everyone knows what I did. Now it's like I kind of like what I do this game affects how they game plan for me next game. So let me do a little something to maybe that I know that they're not going to see coming for maybe this start and next start. And then that third start, they're going to be expecting me to do it, but I'm going to only do this. And they're going to be fucked. So it's like stuff like that I find interesting. Like, I mean, never pitching away from my strengths, but at the same time, it's like, you know, they always talk about the chess match, which I always thought was such a cliche and always kind of thought that it was like not even remote. True, but now I feel like
I was gonna say, when you're a reliever, the chess match is it's like a three
rule
thing.
It's like a coin flip,
right? It's a coin flip, But so now we're seeing a bunch of relievers along that line, right?
Yeah.
Be starters, it's become a thing. Jordan Hicks, and obviously Clay Holmes this year,
right?
So, what, having gone through it, I know that everybody's different, but what advice, like, would you give someone who's do that? Because I think much like you were with the Chicago, you think you know, you have a plan, it worked out, and these guys have plans, but what advice would you say?
I feel like it's a little different for, like, Clay, Ronaldo, Lugo, who all... I might be wrong about Lugo. I know that Clay and Ronaldo made starts in the big leagues, got to the big leagues as a starter, then went to relief. Whereas I was always like 60-40 reliever starter, and it was like, I don't know, I'm kind of just going to do what makes sense. Half the time, it's like what works is what you think is right, and sometimes only does it work for that reason. It's like, you know, your brain's a strong thing. You could almost placebo. Damn, that ball was pumped. You could almost, like, placebo effect yourself into something working, which is kind of what I tried to do last year, just, like, be so naive and ignorant to the point that, like, I could only do the right thing, which is, like, silly, but now that's my routine.
Yeah, you've locked into it.
Yeah.
You've I don't want to say you've fallen into it, but you've locked into it.
Like the fake it till you make it. Like, it's my public speaking teacher in college, Miss Katie, used to say fake it till you become it, and I feel like that's kind of what I did last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you spell her last name?
T-O-E-D-T-E.
Man.
Yeah.
Do you learn anything in public speaking?
Like, if you... that I don't like public speaking.
Oh, well. Yeah. You're good at it. You're good at pitching and public speaking.
Thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.